Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
Welcome back to the Challenge Podcast. I am Coach Nick, and I have such an amazing person with me here today. I have the winner of the November 6-week challenge, Lisa Casey. Now, Lisa Casey, welcome.
Thank you so much, Nick. And not my first podcast, but excited to talk about my last year with you.
Oh, yes. See, that's the thing. It's not your first podcast, because we must just also mention that you came third in the January challenge. So it's not your first foray into fitness by any means anyway, but I'd love to discuss today that sort of year-long journey that you've had. You know, for some people, coming top three might have just been the end. They might have gone, all right, that's it, but not with you. So we'll definitely chat about that as we go along. Now, for people that don't know you, which is probably not many because you're a bit famous now in our community, but just give us a little bit of an intro about you and what you do for work and
sure.
Your family.
Firstly, my biggest love, I'm a mum. Mm-hmm. I have a 6-year-old little girl going on 16. You'll see her in some of my post photos. She's one of my biggest supporters and always commenting on me getting fit over the last year. Some comments are from the brain of a 6-year-old, not fat anymore, mummy. But, you know, honesty is great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I am in the military. I'm an Air Force officer. Exciting, this year is my 20th year in the Air Force, and I've just started a brand new position as XO of 383 Squadron, moved to Townsville. What that means is I'm second in charge of what is a contingency response squadron. We're able to go forward on very short notice to set up remote air bases for the projection of air power.
Wow, that's epic. So, yeah, I mean, your job is very demanding. And it's just interesting that also, you know, you are able to fit in personal goals now around your physique as well. So how would you structure your typical day to be able to also really move forward and progress with physique goals that you have?
So last year, I was extremely lucky. In my last posting, there was a gym available to us in the building, which was fantastic. But my workplace was extremely flexible. Getting the work done meant I could finish early and go and spend part of my afternoon in the gym before I had to go and pick up my daughter for the day. This year will be a little bit more intense, but luckily fitness is a huge part of this new squadron that I'm posted to. So in addition to my gym time, I also get mandatory PT every single morning.
Oh my gosh, that is the best. I love it. I love it because it is actually a part of your role, and I'm assuming it's actually expected. So now you can almost lead the way with that as well, with all your extra knowledge and what you've put your own body through to get to where you are now. You can be a leader in that field and inspire the ones around you as well.
Absolutely. And I've just noticed the ease of everything else with the body being ready to go at a higher level than I was a year ago. It's just everything else is flowing so much nicer.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. And the thing is, I think the takeaway is for anybody to just be able to, whether you have access to a gym in the way that you do, that it's part of your work, or whether you have to make that time, it's just about, I think with you, because you have that structured time and that rigidity, I think that's a really good takeaway for anybody, is to structure that time within your day for fitness and health.
I completely agree. Monday to Friday, work days, I am on it. I am done. I know my schedule. Weekends, I struggle with a little bit because free time, no work commitments. So I was like, will I sleep in? Do I go to the gym now? Do I go later? It's a bit more loose. Yeah. But yet structure, gotta love it.
Oh, yeah. I think also with that sort of structured personality as well, I think I can relate to this a little bit, and I'm sure you can. When you do get a break, it really takes a day or two to realize that you can unwind, and then it's too late and it's time to start the work week again or doing whatever you have to do. It's very hard to relax. So
yes.
I completely get you on that. Yeah. So with your challenge journey, just for those that don't know, can you just talk us a little bit through where you started at the start of last year and how you got to being the ultimate winner just before Christmas and how that felt as well.
Yeah, sure. So coming into 2021, I was coming off the back of some significant personal life changes, and I had cushioned those emotions with a bit of eating, not very much physical activity, but I needed that too, bit of a reset. Coming into 2021, I wanted to start looking after myself. One of the triggers for that is that my body weight was approaching the same weight when I was full-term pregnancy with my daughter. Also, just feeling and clothes-wise, I was not happy. I was about to go to the military clothing store and go up another size in uniform. And that thought, that feeling was not enjoyable. So I actually can't remember how I found Maxine. So I think it found me. But yeah, I wanted to give it a go and signed up for my first challenge in January 2021. So started that journey, was a bit unaware of all the mentoring and support functions, a bit of a personality thing too. I went it alone. I wanted to just make sure I wasn't relying on anyone else. So I pushed through that process, saw the results, the weight coming off, also the feeling of the weight coming off and my uniforms getting looser. And it was fantastic. I didn't expect to be recognised in the top three. But that was fantastic. And the feedback and the response and the community was excellent at the end of that, and why I continued on for another one.
Yeah, well, I will actually, in the notes of this podcast, link the images even from that particular challenge, because the transformation was quite epic. It was like, that was for your physique, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that was the first bit where you just got rid of that, the body fat, and we saw the shape that was underneath. And then it was like, whoa, that's amazing, you know, and that can be really worked with. And so it's like you're an example of, you know, you shed that fat that's there, and then you can sort of rebuild with, you can actually see what's there to build with. So I think that's what you did after the January challenge, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I was thrilled with the result, looking at those before photos, which are so hard to take at that stage, but completely worth it when you can compare looking back. And I wanted to see what I could do next. There was some amazing, defined, muscular people, and I wanted to see where I could go in that direction. So the second challenge, I did that again. Lucky in Canberra, we weren't doing any lockdowns or anything like that similar. So I did get to really utilize the gym in that time as well. And I did push pretty far in that one. Looking back, I really did push myself. And as you've mentioned, into that third challenge, it was time to take a step back. And Canberra lockdown happened as well.
Ah, so there you go. That's how it happened. And sometimes things happen for a reason, don't they? I mean, it's annoying to say that lockdowns happen for a reason, because this is all a pain in the butt. But just sometimes circumstances lead you to then having to take a bit of time. Because I reckon if you'd have gone super hard again, I'd say that that's when you probably would have started losing a bit of that muscle.
Yeah, I was definitely... And I'll talk about it at the end of this fourth challenge for the year. After that shred period, when I returned slowly to normal eating, you can see in comparison how that calorie deficit and trying to train, you're at loggerheads. You can't build anymore. That energy level is low. And I couldn't have done that for a third round. My body was not going to respond.
That's so right. That is, and it's so important to have people explaining that are out in the field. So you're out in the field, you've done it, and you can speak from the perspective of a challenger. And I've done it before within competitions and things. There's only so far you actually can't take it to nothing. You know, you've got to stop, and you've got to then rebuild and look at other goals for a little while, like strength goals, which they're the best goals anyway, really. I mean, we love all the definition and things, but we know, like, you know probably now that you're about 6 to 7 weeks away at any time from that shred look.
Yes.
You know, isn't that an interesting thing to know now that you've got control of it in a way.
Absolutely. I know now what my body is capable of and the tools, the eating, the training, water,
yeah,
what you can do over a matter of weeks to get to that point, but you can't stay there.
No.
That is something you can maintain or just live with. It's definitely a goal, and then, yeah, all over again to get to the next level up.
That's exactly right. And, yeah, you don't really want to stay there because I guess it becomes quite addictive to then rebuild and see what you can do next with your physique as well. And it, like, the thing is also, I must just clarify for people that are listening for the first time, that doesn't mean rebuild to the point where you feel overweight or anything like that at all. It's a very different thing. It's like you go from ultra lean to just, you know, athlete kind of lean. Just every day, you know, you can move well, you can lift great things, you still look awesome in your clothes. We're not talking about, like, maintenance is different to calorie surplus all the time and gaining heaps of body fat again.
Absolutely. And maintenance eating is so much fun as well because you just get to enjoy it and then use the energy in the gym. Mm. And you can see just that difference of having that energy to be able to lift stronger, heavier, or change the cadence of your sets.
Yeah, definitely. You'll have to remind me at the end. I have to take a photo of you because your arms look awesome. So I'll have to put that on. That's as an aside.
My COVID vax is pushing that up too this morning.
Oh, you just had that today, didn't you?
My booster, yes.
Yeah. So, and the doctor, I saw it on Facebook. The doctor said you had great muscle density.
Yes, trouble getting that needle in, yeah.
That's so awesome. You're probably flexing extra.
Yes.
You're like, sorry, I need more of it because it can't go through. Yeah, that's the best. That is so good. Yeah, you know, you've got to get your small wins where you can. So now what we haven't spoken about, which people will be desperate to know as well, is your nutrition and how you structure that. You know, we've spoken about body composition and things, but we haven't really spoken about, you know, in where you are, how do you structure your meals?
Right. So a bit of my routine day to day is up early and getting my steps done. Mm-hmm. So when all my stuff is delivered to Townsville, I have a treadmill and a rower. So I like doing that first thing in the morning. Breakfast follows before work. I'm really liking overnight oats with blueberries.
Yeah.
When I'm able to cook eggs again, I will put that back in. I'm really into the tuna and rice cakes. A lot of this, by the way, is the same every day.
Yeah.
Simple, yummy, easy. Lunchtime is usually chicken and some veggies, lots of veggies. And dinner is usually I go for the red meats and veggies. And then the, you know, keeping up that protein all the way through the day, something before bed as well. I actually do like having the Maxine's night protein with some almond milk before bed. And yeah, that's my day of food.
Oh my gosh. Every single word that you say makes me love you even more because it's all about, I love the fact that you keep it simple and you don't try and have too much variety because I think sometimes when people start, they think they don't want to deprive themselves or anything. But if you just find a few tasty meals that you love that you can switch it up, like say eggs or oats for breakfast, you've got your tuna and rice cakes for a snack, just do all of that and repeat.
Yeah. A lot of the inquiries I get is about what's the food like? You know, can I feed my whole family on the food? And I think people think maybe it's prescribed food rather than just types. And then you can choose what you like to have. And yes, simple is so much better. The meat and veg combination, whatever you choose, I love it. So good. So much food too.
Yeah, that's right. And just understanding, I think, the calorie value of certain fruits, veggies, that sort of thing, and knowing that there are ones that are less calorie dense, volume foods that you can have pretty much as you want. They fill you up more than, say, something like, I don't know, chocolate or something. You know, you can eat, if you wanted to, you could eat a full thing of lettuce. I don't know anyone who wants
to say the full bag of spinach.
Exactly. But, you know, that kind of a thing is so nutritious. And then you probably find that if you go, okay, I'm going to have that, you don't crave the other stuff as much because you're fueling your body.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really great to know. And the thing is, if people are going, well, I can't do that or that doesn't work for me, like we're listening to a winner of the challenge that's really advising you to keep it simple. So, you know, when I say it, sometimes people, won't listen because, you know, I'm the coach, but coming from right in the thick of it, an actual winner is saying keep it simple. So I'm really just gonna go with this. So that, yeah, that's really good. And also, like, with your general, you know, approach to it all, what has been your biggest challenge, would you say, within even, like, I don't know, I don't really want to just talk about the 6-week challenge because it's ongoing for you. So for me, it's just in general over the last year doing it, what have you found to be the biggest challenges?
I think actually in between challenges, I do miss the structure. I've still got my program, still got the eating, but I love following the program and seeing everyone following it with me. Mm-hmm. I think that the community is awesome there in that support and that you're not alone. I do have also emotional periods of eating. I'm aware of that. And that was something I would really berate myself about, you know, give a bit of self-punishment. Mm-hmm. But now I've decided, let's just say, I really want some ice cream right now. Mm-hmm. When I get to the point where I need it, my body's telling me I do, but then I am recording how I feel afterwards because my mindset beforehand versus the mindset afterwards is telling me a lot about why I wanted that, I think, sugar hit, or my brain thought I wanted that sugar hit. So I'm taking on a couple of mentees this round, and I've advised them that if they are really at that point that they want that treat meal, that sugar, to do it, but then record how they feel afterwards, both physically, maybe the next morning, but also mentally, because I know that after consuming a tub of ice cream, say, the after result is not what I thought I wanted. But if I remind myself somewhere, have that written down, what I felt like afterwards, I can look back and see that's not what you want. It's something else that's missing there.
I love that. I love it. And I really love that approach that you've just taken where you say have it, but record that afterwards, because if you try and record it before, you'll come up with any excuse as to why. But it's that true feeling afterwards, because it's never quite what you think it's going to be, is it?
No. And once it's gone, it's gone. But what have you achieved? What have you done? Mm. If you really wanted it and it's, you know, a treat, fantastic, move on. But if it's to fill, with me, it's definitely an emotional fill, it doesn't achieve what I wanted it to.
That's right. And it's almost the very, very, very opposite to exercise, where you go, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. And then you record how you feel after, and you're like, you're always so glad that you've gone and done that training session. It's never, I wish I hadn't have done that. So it's almost the complete opposite, isn't it?
That is a fantastic way to put it, and something I've never actually thought of. Yeah.
So it's like you flip it on its head and you go record. You could use exactly the same for your mentees, that thing of, I want you to record the second after you leave that gym, make a little video about how you feel, and you'll get, like, in your inbox, you'll get like 20 people going, oh, my God, Lisa, I can't believe it.
I hope so. Yeah. Such a good feeling after you finish a session, even if it's just something small. Mm. I've shared the image so many times of that ladder of the small spaced rungs, rather than reaching for that one that you can't get to, so you're stuck there anyway. I love small steps.
Yeah, so true. That's exactly right. It's not like by not reaching for the next step, you're going to get to the higher step anyway. You're just going to be stuck on that rung, and you probably get tired and fall down another rung unless you... Yes. Just progress slowly. When you get strong enough to progress to that next rung, you just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I am cognizant very much that my start photo in January 21 to my final grand champion photo in 21, that was lots of tiny, tiny little rungs on that ladder. But some people will see it and wonder if it's achievable, or wonder how I got there. Lots of little steps every single day.
That's right. And also, I think the people that see just the image, I mean, that's pretty much social media in general. People don't necessarily, you know, it can be curated very well. So people don't even see that there's a huge gap in between. And in a year, in 365 days, so much can be achieved if you have the mindset that you had in the last year. It's an unbelievable amount of stuff that you can achieve. It's just that when you put them together, it seems like it's unachievable, but it actually is. So, you know, it's epic though, because you had to, you don't discount the work that you had to do, you know, emotionally as well, not just physically.
No, definitely not emotionally, absolutely. I found a very good tool actually when I was feeling not so great. You can't actually look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love you in a bad mood. If I was feeling low, you look in the mirror, look at yourself and tell yourself that I love you, how you are now, smile. You can't help but respond. And that is something I think I found in the third round, because maintenance was a bit of a struggle. Mm. And I needed something just to motivate myself as well, especially in lockdown. Mm. And I found that one day just by accident.
Mm, that's brilliant. And you know what? I'll give you a hot tip. If you can motivate yourself in lockdown, then you've got it sorted for anything, you know, like, because unless you're posting every day or something, no one's watching, you know. So it's really what the stuff that you do when nobody is watching. And it's those times when maybe you don't look as shredded and there's nothing that you can put up that anyone's really going to go, that's amazing. So you've just got to turn within and go, I know where I'm going with this. It's going to be okay, one day at a time. And if you can get through that, then it's like you can get through anything.
One day at a time, definitely. Mm. I was at some points where I was at one rep at a time, just mm. one more, and that's one you didn't have the moment beforehand.
That's so good.
Yeah, breaking it down.
How exciting also that you are going to be a mentor in this round. So how many people have you got and what sort of a mentor are you going to be? What's your coaching style?
So very purposefully, I only have three. I thought I would start small. And lucky for me, they are all former colleagues and military persons.
Yeah.
Because in my space as a mentor, I think I might fall back on 20 years of habits and be quite military precise and demanding probably a lot from these people who I know can handle it.
Yeah.
But they'll help me as well and let me know what's working, what doesn't work for them. I've only got three on purpose with my new job this year, with also doing uni as well. I want to see what that workload is like and then maybe take on some more for the next round.
That's crazy, all that stuff. But you know what, like someone like such as yourself, the busier you are, the more you can fit in a way, I reckon, because, you know, you just find ways to make time for everything, don't you?
You do. Yeah, there's a lot of alarms on my phone to remind me of the things to do.
I must just say how beautiful that video was of your daughter when you won.
Oh, thank you. I will admit I replayed it for her. It was a bit of a reenactment after I found out, because my reaction when the announcement was made, I was actually quite upset. I would say I was upset in that I was crying in relief. I think it was a very excellent end to a very massive year, and the floodgates opened. And I don't think I even heard what you and Coach Steve were saying. So I had to replay it afterwards because I was gone. The sense of relief was immense.
Oh, that's so beautiful, because, you know, it all being online now, unless we receive those little videos, we don't know, you know. It's not like it's a big gala where we can watch you and have those immediate reactions and chat to you off on stage or anything. We've got to rely on the videos just to make sure that you guys have seen it. I know that the last champion, Tamara, she was actually, she's from Perth, she was in the car at the time, and I think she had to pull over and just go, what? Are you serious? She was listening to it. So I think sometimes as women, we just, we don't believe stuff until it's actually happening. And then we're like, are you sure?
Yes. I'm glad it wasn't a big gala event because I would have been next to useless to you after that announcement.
Imagine the dress that you would have been able to wear, though, to that gala event, can I just say? So, you know, down the track, you never know. You'll have to come to one if we do have one.
I would be able to.
That'd be good. Now, before we wrap it up, I just want to know what your advice is for a brand new challenger. You know, they've just received their program. It's prep week. What would you say?
First, take those photos. That will be a great motivation each week, each check-in, to see how far you've come. The scales are not the whole truth. It's massive not to rely just on that body mass. Mm-hmm. Second, it's very hard after all. It's a competition. Don't compare to others. You are not going to be able to achieve exactly the same as someone else because your body is not their body.
Mm-hmm.
Third, use the resources that are available. Take it from someone in the first round who basically went it alone. The people, the mentors, the forum, ask questions. It's all there to help you get where you want to go, if not in one round, in subsequent rounds. And you know, it's not finished for me. I'm not competing anymore, but I'm still doing this next challenge and, hoping to get further than I have so far.
Mm, that's amazing. See, great advice, great advice. I'll write all that down for everybody. So along with the advice that you had before, which is keep it simple as well, I would say that we've got here the complete 101 to doing the challenge and at any level as well, because you've won it and you've also participated in it. And I'm sure that each experience was just as rewarding because you got something out of it, whether you won or you were just participating.
Definitely. And being part of a group, so the Game On community as well within the Maxine's Challenge. Also, not meeting because I've never met anyone in person, but getting to know all these fabulous people around the country and some overseas. Everyone knows Maria as well. She's been mentoring me now for a couple of challenges. Can't wait to meet her. The people are the biggest part of this. I think the talking to people every day, messaging, seeing what people are up to, they're the people I probably talk to most during the day, but just through social media.
It's amazing, isn't it? I would also say to anyone who's a bit scared to put themselves out there, do it, because the community is extremely accepting of everybody and embraces absolutely everybody at any stage of their journey, don't they?
I think one of us somewhere has been there.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we just want to help you to become what you envisage.
100%. That is the perfect spot to end our chat. Thank you so much. You're an amazing human being and I can't wait to see what you do in the next year or so. I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Thanks, Nick. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.